I don't believe I do.
And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you'd say that they're a what kind of person?
Nice person.
Cool person.
And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs, you'd say that he's...
That's all right.
Someone that's just like a real tall, like a teenager.
Like with arms and legs.
It's just real tall.
Yeah,
and
like tall.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say about him?
Nothing but a race of
crazy. He's just tall.
Oh, that's the name they call it.
What would you say about someone who's always stumbling and drops things? And
I said it was crazy.
Oh.
A week long, every one of them crazy even week.
What do you mean week?
Well, can't hold nothing. Sometimes I'm because of them cookies, so in my hand, I have to sit them down. My hand has got tired, and I've got weak, I have to sit them down.
That'd be carelessness. It's careless.
A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say that they're just a plain. What would you say about them if they do things that don't make any sense?
Crazy.
Plain fool.
Do you ever use that word fool?
Yeah, I've used that a many times.
How do you use it?
You tell me that, don't
you? Told all of them, yeah, I call them fools all the time. So I'm going to call them damn fools.
A person that has a whole lot of money but really hangs on to his money, you call him a...
A monkey?
That person
that
has a lot of money
but
really holds on to his money.
Oh, he's all right. He's all right. Good man.
What do you mean when you call someone a monkey?
Acting crazy.
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
When you say what?
That a person is common, what would that mean when you call a person common?
I think that don't make sense.
No, I don't mean that.
How would you use that word? You call someone a...
You're just as crazy as you can be. You ain't got a bit of sense.
What if you said that they're common?
They call them.
Common. If you said that they're common.
I don't know.
You don't ever use that?
Mm-mm.
And an old person, maybe up in their 80s or so, that still gets around real well, has a lot of energy, and doesn't seem to get tired. What would you say about someone like that?
Good point, if he gets around good.
Okay. Do you ever call someone peppy or chipper or spry?
Mm-mm.
Well, you have. Look at that old man, I said, he's just a spry. So look at my parents and kids playing ball. Look how you can run. That old man used to give me nickels to go to the store for him. I know I'm old, but I can't move like he can. I don't want
to. I can move better than him around here. Better than him around here. When I'm sure 7 or 8 years old, I can move better than him.
You know, a poor dog don't wag his own tail.
It's all right. Everybody tell me I'm just lying. I don't want to be no 76 next this year. I said, well, I'm just lying then.
Oh, well, Miss Reddick, she died at your age, and she said she didn't know.
Well, we all got to die in our time, come. You brought this for you. You know how long you're going to live. You can't go over and save your life.
Miss Reddick said, you don't know your age.
I ain't telling you, Miss Reddick, Miss Hedda.
She said that right in front of your mama.
I don't care what she
said. I was 18 years old, and she said that I'm 14. She said, you don't know my age.
Mm-hmm.
She said she know when I was born by the midwife. She said, you don't know.
Oh, I was born by every one of them.
She said, you don't
know. I live in an old hospital.
She said, you don't know nothing.
I don't care what she said. People got a mouth saying anything they want to say, but I know.
And I got back and started to jitterbug. She said,
no. You trust doing anything to me, even say.